Announcing the Jewish midwives.
Shift. Didn't I command you to get rid of the babies as soon as they were born? I demand an explanation!
Your Highness, the Jewish women are not like Egyptian women. They deliver quickly and easily, just like animals in the wild.
Animals, you say?
Yes. By the time we get there, the Jewish women have already given birth.
Does she think I'm a fool? So, you think you can outsmart me, the almighty, the all-knowing king of Egypt? Well, from now on, the baby boys are to be thrown into the Nile River. And this time, it'll be the mighty soldiers of the Egyptian Empire who will carry out my orders.
With Paro's new evil decree, the future looked bleak for the Jews in Egypt. However, soon after, little Miriam received a prophecy from God. A prophecy which kept hope alive for her people.
Miriam, your parents will give birth to the Redeemer of Israel.
Miriam, your father is having an important meeting.
Uh-oh. I'd better be there.
Amram, Yocheved's husband, was at that time the leader of the Jewish people. After much serious thought, he came to a startling conclusion.
Fellow Jews, I must make a public announcement. With all these innocent children being thrown into the Nile, I no longer see the virtue of bringing them into the world.
Father, what are you telling the people? What are you saying?
I'm saying that in order to avoid having any more children, I've divorced your mother.
Father, your decree is worse than Paro's. He's only acting against the boys. Your decree will also mean the end of the girls. For the sake of the Jewish people, you must remarry at once.
But my dear Miriam...
Listen to me, Father. God will grant you the child who will lead our people to freedom and march with us out of Egypt.